All right, here we go. Another episode. And listen, I apologize. I uploaded an actual podcast that I didn't want to upload. So it got a couple views, but man, my apologies. Actually, this is the actual episode that I wanted to do. The one previously was not. So let me start out by saying, welcome those of you who are tuning in to this particular broadcast. And man, I'm telling you, a podcast, I should say. I keep saying broadcast. Your daily win. And just a words of encouragement, man. That's what I'm doing. This stuff started coming at me. You know, aspects of my life began to just revelate and come at me at such a rapid pace. I had no choice but to just get it out of me and document it somewhere. And this was the best place to just do it. I'm vocal, verbal by nature. I'm talkative, and I believe fairly prophetic in my delivery. And I've said, man, I need to get this stuff out in the domain, in the atmosphere. This stuff's got to go out. And so I understand that at that level, what I'm saying is doing more than there. It's more than just words that are going out. There are things going out. The words are things. Some people hear that and they go, what do you mean? Words are things. They're actually containers. When words go out, they contain certain things. That's why the scriptures even talk about blessing versus cursing, and says that, it talks a lot about the tongue and speech, and, because those things become actual, they become actual objects. And so I'm cognizant of what I'm saying. I'm cognizant of the operation and what I'm saying, and what it's doing. So I want to talk just briefly about just discerning when you're moving into a winning season of your life. When I'm talking about the win, I'm talking about the win is not an event. It's a character development process over time. But there is a season when all that begins to come together and it culminates. And what happens is three things happen. Now, well, I'm going to say this, and for some of you, it's going to sound real generic. And there's some others of you that will hear this and be like, wow, it sounds pretty deep. It's, to be honest with you, it's kind of where you are spiritually. So I'm not casting judgment on anybody. I'm not trying to say you any more or less spiritual than who you are. I'm just saying, for those who, have some spiritual adeptness to them, they gonna catch it at that level. And those who don't, woo. So I don't know where you find down it. If you don't, it sounds generic. You might want to just check some things out. That's all. For others, hey, man, I praise God. I'm happy if it hits you in that place. But this is not meant to be preachy. This is not a message that I'm trying to preach on. It's not that. As a believer, it's in me and who I am. So it'll come out a certain way, because that's the essence of who I am. I can't change that. That's weaved into my DNA. That's the nature of the Christian walk. It's, we embody the actual death, burial, and resurrection of a risen Savior. And so our lives change dramatically in a lot of different ways. And it gives us the resilience. It gives us the understanding. It gives us the insight of how to live in this world in a certain way. So I can't change that. So it's going to come out a certain way. So with that being said, let me move forward. When you discern that you're coming into a winning season, people, places, and things will change. See, I told you it would sound generic. People, places, and things will change. People. Let me start with that one. People will change. Now, I hear all the time, hey, when, you're going into a new season, oftentimes, the people you start with, they're not there, and people will fall off. All right, that's cool and everything. But my thing is this. Relationships are very important to me. So, I'm like God. It's like, I wish that none should perish. You understand? I mean, I think the essence of love is that you love people. And I understand they come and go and they change and all this. But I don't really subscribe to the whole, oh, they came, they're gone. Okay, they do. But I'm going to say, in my heart of hearts, that doesn't make me happy. All right? That's Samuel Augustus Britton Jr. That's my full name. And I don't subscribe to that in my heart. So, but it happens, and God, oftentimes it'll move and things like that. I'm not saying I really, really like that. But because it does happen that way, I accept it as such. So people will change. Your relationships will change. the nature of your relationships will change. Okay? The hierarchy of your relationships will change. Okay? So there's a lot of change that goes on. That's the operative word for this whole thing, really. When you're coming into a season, a winning season, things do change. So things are going to change. People will change. Places will change. Listen, man, there's some of you, I'm telling you, you've been where you are too long. You've been in that apartment too long. You've been in that bed too long. You've been in that car too long. You've been in that city too long. And there's some of you, you're so comfortable where you're at. Yeah, I know you got your family there and all this and that, but man, it may be time for you to change and move. It may be time for you to kind of just seek another place. That's a possibility. I'm not just saying this as a blanket statement per se. I'm saying you, if you feel that in your inner being and just kind of sense that, and there's just a tugging on it, it's probably the case. Okay? People change, places change. Where you are is as important as who you are. I learned that big time. I'm in Florida. And I have to tell you, when this location changed for me from where I was previously, I've recognized it. Florida has been my testing ground. You understand? But because I'm a soldier, because my DNA is wrapped in warriordom, so to speak, and because I've been walking the kind of way I've been walking, I stand firmly in the place I've been planted. Even though it's been a bit volatile, I still am holding it down. And it may take longer than normal, but I'm in this place. Some people, man, I think you just get cocky because you are where you are and you're like, yo, I'm here, I'm this and that, I'm no. Okay, that's cool. But listen, try to move somewhere else and let's see where your faith goes then. Move out of the place you're at, especially if you embrace something. And there's some of you, you're listening and you've done that and you're seeing the fruits of it. I can think of some people now, there's some faces coming to me right now. You literally have embraced a new location in your life. So people change, places change, and listen, oh man, things will change, man. There are some things that will just change. Things. It could be a whole bunch of things. I don't know. It could be a job. It could be anything. Your clothing, the way you dress. It could be, I don't know. It could be that your son, your daughter, or whoever else is, they're getting ready to leave and move and go out to, you know, to college, and those things are changing. You're now, you know, in a place where, you know, you're now like an empty nester. I don't know. Things are changing. Could be that you're going to just get rid of all your furniture and just say, man, I'm going to get me some new furniture, new bedroom set. Things are changing. Things will change. So if we put all that together, like I said, the operative word is change. Things will change. Things will change. People will change. Places will change. Moving into a new season, when you are moving into a particular winning season, those three things I can tell you are some of the litmus tests for what's going on. Sometimes we can ask questions and be like, man, I don't know what's going on. Look at those three things. Check those three things out. And I have to say, if I was going to put the weight on the one that I think that is the most challenging of them all, would be the place. Because where you are is just as important as who you are. And that in alone could be it. So I don't know what this meant to you. I don't know who this was hitting. But man, I'm telling you, I believe that there's some of you that are moving into a discerning season. I mean, moving into a new season, and you're moving into a winning season. And you've got to be able to discern those three things in context. And you look, man, there's a win in all of us. You know that. There's a win in you. There's a win in me. And you're winning. And I want you to make sure that you discern your winning season. Man, I hope that helped you. I'm out.